acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all gonna stop calling men munchies, though. Y'all young boys might have to boycott eating Poom Poom if they're gonna reduce us to an action. Out here calling us munchies because we down there doing something that you enjoy. Now you gonna call me a munch for it?
You are a munch.
All right, okay, well, when we start calling them sucks and throats and mouths, okay, they gonna feel it.
All right. Whoa, all right, well, let's get into some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. Did you see the game last night?
Nah, I was taping my TV show last night, hell of a week, on Comedy Central, so I didn't get to see the game last night.
No, I didn't see it either. All right, well, don't forget this Monday night, the Giants versus the Cowgirls. I'll be DJing at Giants Stadium. So excited about that.
I think it's disrespectful to call them Cowgirls in 2022. I think that you need to, you know, update your vocabulary, okay? Because first of all, girls is not an offensive term. Do you think there's something wrong with girls for you to be using that as a slur against my Cowboys?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
And I need you to be politically correct there, the Cowthays. Mm. Okay?
Now, Beyond Meat exec Doug Ramsey, he was arrested. He was accused of biting something long that he shouldn't have been biting.
How you know it was long?
He bit a man's nose after a college football game.
He was hungry. That damn Beyond Meat ain't filling.
Now, they said, I guess it was a road rage, a parking dispute. They said that it started an altercation. They said Ramsey punched the guy's back windshield. They say another man's Subaru in the parking garage. He got upset. They started getting into a fight. Allegedly, the guy hopped out and bit the flesh on the, he bit him right on the tip of the nose and ripped the flesh off right the tip of his nose. They said
Why
the man.
Why for the nose like that, though?
I don't know. Maybe the penis was
Dude
in the pants.
Dude must have had a
big-ass
nose. He must have had a big-ass nose for somebody to just go for the nose in that way.
But could you imagine getting to somebody? Like, why would you bite a man's nose and rip it off?
Maybe he was doing a taste test because they're going to start using human flesh. Remember, I did that story about how they had the fake human flesh. Maybe he needed to know what human flesh tastes like in order to properly make it.
That's disgusting. Well, there's some good news, I guess. They're saying 5.2 million people became millionaires last year, with half of them being in the U.S. They said this is due to the housing market and the gains PPP. In the stock market. No PPP. They said this is the largest increase in millionaire numbers recorded for any country in any year this century. They said that at the end of 2021, there was a total of 62.5 millionaires worldwide.
Yeah, that would be great, but then there's inflation. You know what I mean? So it's just like everything went up. Like, what is $1 million going to be soon in the future?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I know that sounds crazy.
But that's where like where we're going at, right?
Yeah. The more
but everything
people,
costs us so much money.
That's right. The more people getting that kind of money, then, you know, everything goes up for everybody. And that's not fair. That's not fair to the people who haven't made that kind of money.
Right. And lastly, drill rap is reportedly removed from Rolling Loud New York. Now, this is they're saying at NYPD's request. They're saying the acts include the Bronx's Sha-Eck and Ron Suno, as well as Brooklyn's 22 G's. They have been removed from Rolling Loud. All right. Now, this is I'll just say alleged because I just want to make sure. But they say Rolling Loud co-founder Tariq Sharif took to Twitter shortly after claiming he and his team ultimately complied with the request to ensure the festival's future. So NYPD said they don't want him on there.
Yeah, that's why that genre isn't really going to prosper. Like, you might have like one or two artists who break through. But overall, as a genre, man, it's never really going to take off because, you know, when shows don't want drill music at their shows, you know, when radio don't want drill music on the radio, I don't know if the internet is enough to continue to help it to grow to maybe the levels it needs to be at for these guys to have some real, real success. I could be wrong, but, you know, that's what it looks like now.
Yeah, they say the NYPD believes that if some of these individuals are allowed to perform, there will be a higher risk of violence.
Why don't y'all make up like a different type of drill? Like, why don't y'all just change the content of the music? Like, it don't have to be about your ops. It don't have to be about killing. You know what I mean? It don't have to be about shooting. Like, I don't know. Create some positive drill music. They got to be like positive drill music out there, right? Like drill music, but just with a different type of content.
Yeah, and that's according to the New York Times. A lot of those artists were pulled off in 2019, and they're saying that they don't want drill rappers on there again for this year. So, all right, well, that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, it's OG Rob. Good morning.
OG Rob. What's up, OG Rob?
Ain't nothing. What's going on? Shout out to Ye. I know she out. Y'all already know what it is, man. We here. Life is good. We doing all right. You know what I mean? But listen, it's bar time, baby. You already know
that. Let's go, OG Rob.
Hey, listen. I said, yo, stay cooking up is the remedy. Homemade recipe flows my identity. Easy work, just test me. It's Brooklyn's own. I pinpoint, making it accurate. They saying, damn, he can't miss. Off any tactic, I'm locked in. They outside, I'm at the window sill, zoned out, waiting to strike. That's how you seal a deal. I got a funny feeling inside. I guess the fire burning, hands down. Pinning that pad, he quits the higher learning. Can't stop. I'm feeling like Mike. Wanna be starting something. My blueprint is off the wall. You saw that thriller coming. Floating through your city for rap. Off a mic check. Slow process of respect. With no advance yet. My mindset, you switch the gear. Permanent do-over. Bar savvy. Ready to kill. Was born a street soldier. All black truck for the driveway. Matching a handgun. Fully license, keep it a buck. Might have to land one. You know the drill. Protect the square, sharpest peripheral. Cause if not, it's click. Lights out for moments memorable.
Woo! So, OG. Woo!
Drop one of Clues Bonds for OG Rob, even though academics said you're dusty.
Oh, man. Yo, OG, can I get some?
Go ahead, baby. I'm waiting. Go ahead. Drop some.
All right. Now, I want y'all to close your eyes. All right, here we go. Have you ever seen a dude who's stupid and rude? Whenever he's around, he dogs your mood. Ah, no, a guy like that, OG, he thinks he's God gift to the world. You know the kind, excited all the time, with nothing but sex on his mind. I'm no stunt. And with me, you can't front. I know the real deal. I know what Charlotte wants. It's me. Why? Because I'm so sex me. It's me. What? Don't touch my body. Because you see, I ain't no skeezer. But on a real tip, I think he's a tramp.
Did you just call me trans?
Yeah. Okay.
Did he just call me trans, y'all? Did he just call me trans? What's your problem, bro?
Sound like
so I be spitting bars.
I don't even want to rap.
Bars.
I don't even want to rap.
Charlamagne, you ain't gonna sit. Hey, come on,
buddy. Okay, I got. All right. I got one. I got one. You ready?
Let's go, baby.
Hold on. You know what? I ain't got nothing this morning.
Come on, man.
I ain't got nothing this morning. Envy hurt my feelings.
This is the first time. Nah, man. Come on.
Envy hurt my feelings.
Man, you got to keep the cypher going, baby. Come on, baby.
Envy hurt my feelings, yo. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
You don't want none of this, OG Rob. That's what it is. Sometimes you just got to shut them down.
Envy hurt my feelings, yo.
Have a good weekend, OG.
I don't got no time for fake ones like Envy. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all be safe, man. You and your family. Y'all know where to catch me. IG, OG Rob 300. I'm out, y'all.
All right, my G.
Because I'm going to jump out the window after Envy talk to me like that, so I don't even want to say nothing. You know what I mean? If I be like, how you like it, Envy? From the front, from the back, get that beige ass a smack. Bet Gia won't do it like that. Can't work the middle. Your beige thing too little.
All
see
right.
what I'm saying? Nah. Because you want to jump out the window.
All right.
Okay? And then when I identify as Lil' Kim, you know, because I'm trans queen B, then you'll get upset.
Oh, my goodness, man. We got rumors on the way. Ray J spoke to Charlamagne on Hell of a Week. It's Rumors up next at The Breakfast.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Club, good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, last night on Charlamagne's talk show, Ray J was one of his guests, and you got a chance to talk to him about everything last night, right?
No, I did get a chance to talk to him about everything, but we aired what we could. You know, we're going to have to bring Ray J on Breakfast Club, or I have to have him on, you know, Brilliant Idiots, to sit down with him one-on-one, you know, to have a real conversation, because the way Kardashians got TV executives shook, oh, my God, the way they have networks shook, I have to applaud them. Drop on the clues bombs for the Kardashian Jenner Mafia.
About what happened?
I mean, it's things Ray J said, like, you know, they wouldn't even let us air.
What you mean?
They're scared of the wrath of the Kardashians, you know? And you know, I'm not used to that. But, you know, trust and believe, I sat down with Ray J for about 15 minutes. I don't even know if y'all will ever see it. But this is what we could air on TV, you know? Because, like I said, TV execs don't want no problems with the Kardashian-Jenner Mafia.
Really?
Oh, man. It's disgusting.
Well, Ray J, come up here. We ain't got no problems up here at
exactly.
iHeart.
I know.
But this is Ray J talking about clearing his name.
I just want to clear my name, man. Like, it's like it's been, even if it's that little small little thing in there, that got to go. Again, I'm fighting for my kids to know that their daddy is a great person who respects everybody.
Now, he also discussed some of the claims that were made against him and how they were made.
Put it like this. If what they saying I did, mm-hmm. It's true.
Yes.
Then why didn't you never sue me?
True.
I've never been sued. I've never had a complaint.
Yeah.
I've never been any of that, right? They would have threw me under the bus.
Yeah.
They would have threw me under the bus if they said, I mean, and that's just facts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many more things that go with it. It's just now I'm not going to yell it out. Now I'm going directly to the source. To like really
the source?
Them.
He also talks about defending himself.
I just will not roll over and let this happen. Like I feel like it's like David and Goliath. And I feel like I can win against that whole tyrant. Like,
all you want is them to apologize and say, hey, all of y'all were in on it together. There was no leak back in the day. Y'all planned this. Y'all put it out. That's all you want. And you
get like if because I've been able to overcome all adversity because God has always had my back.
And he also talks about taking legal action.
Are you going to legally demand an apology, or are you going to actually pursue a lawsuit?
It's going to be some legal stuff happening.
Okay.
It's going to be some legal stuff.
All right. Well.
But just think about it like this. Without me just going through all of the facts, right? I said what I said. It's crickets over there. No response. No nothing. Nothing. How long has it been? Like 2 weeks? Silence. Nothing.
Has Kanye said anything to you?
Silence. And they usually are the type of people that respond fast, and then they try to, like, tear you right down, like, right away.
Yeah.
It should say a lot from just that.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Make sure you scream the full interview. If you got Paramount Plus, you can watch Last Night's Hell of a Week on Paramount Plus later today. But, yeah, like I said, I sat down with Ray J for about 15 minutes on my late night show, Hell of a Week. We aired, like, five. I don't know if the rest will be released online because, like I said, the Kardashian-Jenner mafia got the TV world shook.
Really?
Those executives and networks so shook at the Kardashians. Either that or they just care about having a relationship with them. But either way, they took a lot out because, like I said, they're just shook of repercussions from the Kardashians. So we aired what we could.
Wow. All right. Well, last thing he talked about was Kanye West. And yesterday, Kanye West, he was on, what was it, Good Day America? Good Day, what was it? I'm not sure which show.
Good Morning America.
Good Morning America, yes. And he apologized to Kim Kardashian.
This is the mother of my children, and I apologize for any stress that I have caused, even in my frustration, because God calls me to be stronger. But also, ain't nobody else finna be causing no stress either. I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Do you feel you have a voice as you're co-parenting now?
I do have a voice, but I had to fight for it. That hurts you when you have to like scream about what your kids are wearing. And it's just little nuances where there was a parallel to what was happening at Gap.
Well, I'm glad Kanye West is realizing what we always knew. Yes, Kanye, that is the mother of your child. Why would you ever want to stress out the mother of your child? Why would you do the things you was doing to her via social media? Yes, I'm glad you finally came to that conclusion.
Yeah, no, I get it and I understand. But also, you know, he's Kanye West, right? He has a clothing line with Adidas and Gap and Balenciaga, right? So his kids shouldn't be wearing anything but his own clothing line, right? Right?
I don't know. Is that in his contract? I
mean, it's not even a matter of his contract.
For promotion and marketing purposes, it just depends.
But that's his kids.
Well, it just depends. I mean, I get it, but it just depends how you look at your kids. I mean, if I owned a brand, yes, I would want my kids to, you know,
wear my
brand.
Especially if it's fly. Now, if it was trash, I understand. I get it. But you know, I mean, that's your children.
We've seen Kanye and other sneakers over the past year.
What? What else did we see?
What? He's worn other sneakers? I forgot.
No, he did Balenciagas. He got a deal with Balenciaga. What else did we see him in? That's the only thing I've ever seen.
I thought they caught him wearing Jordans and Nikes.
I've never seen him wearing no damn Jordans now. I ain't see Kanye wearing no Jordans.
No, bro. No, yeah. Go to High Snob. I can't pronounce that website. What's it called?
High Snobsidy, you talking about?
Yeah, they put out an article last year that said every time Kanye West wore Nike after signing with Adidas. Here's every time Kanye West wore Nike after signing with Adidas. You know, I get it. You know what I mean? But is that something to get online and scratch your baby mama out over?
No, not at all. You know, it's a level of respect, I would think. If I own a clothing line and, you know, I'm battling with them, you don't put my kids in the
The most respect Kanye should be showing in his life is to his baby mother and his kids, period.
All right.
That's it. Bottom line, point blank, period. Now, you can't respect these corporations more than you respect your family.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne, imagine if you couldn't get pregnant or your wife couldn't get pregnant. Would your mom carry the baby for you?
I don't like how you talk to me, bro. Okay? You ain't even had. You know damn well there ain't no way to lead off no sentence to no grown man. Talk about imagine you couldn't get pregnant. Imagine, how many of them babies you had?
Imagine you and the wife
ain't no way
get pregnant.
Be snapping back that fast. You the surrogate. You the damn surrogate. I seen your stomach. I worked with you for 13 years. Hiding pregnancies.
Oh, man. I said, imagine if you and your wife couldn't get pregnant.
That ain't what you said.
And your mom had to. Would your mom carry your baby?
Man, no. My mom grown as hell.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The brand new Galaxy Z Flip 4 is finally here. Capture hands-free content from every angle with Flex Mode. The sleek, foldable design lets you make your device conveniently compact. Visit Samsung.com to order your Galaxy Z Flip 4 today. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I was telling you guys earlier, Charlamagne, imagine you and your wife couldn't have a baby. Would your mother carry the baby for you? I'm just saying, imagine, would your mother carry the baby for you?
No, my mom is grown. She's an OG woman. What are you talking about?
Well, a pregnant mother is expecting her own grandchild. Nancy, who is 56, can't wait to give birth to her granddaughter. She said, I never planned for it, but I am so glad I chose to carry my son's baby.
Now, why is she doing that to her back? Now, y'all know we had Miss Pat up here the other day, and Miss Pat said as a 50-year-old woman, she can barely hold her pee. That's why she wears panty liners all the time. She's like, she sneezed too hard, laughed too hard, she pee on herself a little bit. So you telling me that this 56-year-old woman can just walk around with a baby in her stomach?
So the young couple had struggled for 6 years before they welcomed twins. Now three, and then, so they struggled. They had twins, but now they wanted another one, and they couldn't get pregnant, so the mom decided to offer to be a surrogate.
Hey, man, I have not made it to 56 years old to carry nobody damn babies, okay? I'm 44, and when I be working out and I do something like a stretch to squat, I can hear all my knees cracking. So I know at 56 years old, everything cracks. Ain't no way in hell, bro.
Forget the age.
I want to hear from all the 56-year-old women out there, would they even remotely want to think about carrying a baby at 56 years old, especially for somebody else?
Forget Please, the you better age. Go ahead now. Doesn't that just seem odd that your mom is carrying your child? That don't seem a little odd to you?
Well, that's her baby, too. Don't the mom say, don't the grandma always say, that's my baby. Where my baby's at? I think it's stupid.
Guess
I don't know any other way to say
it. All right. Now, also.
What race is it?
Guess what race it is.
It's Caucasian?
Yes.
Boy, man, y'all got to bring back Fear Factor or something. Y'all white people ain't got nothing else to do. Y'all need some more challenges in y'all life. Lord have mercy.
Now, Chicago, they wilding in Chicago. So far, 15 people have been arrested and charged with offenses like wire fraud and theft during an operation called Triple P. Now, people are taking their PPP loans, and this is what they're doing. They're taking their loans and using the money to bond themselves out of jail.
How the hell are they getting PPP loans if they're in jail?
I don't know. They said detectives begin to compare names on Paycheck Protection Program loans to names of inmates facing felonies. And they should have been disqualified, but they're not. They've been getting this financial assistance and bailing themselves out on the PPP loans and fake businesses.
What the checks been coming to the jail?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's house. Maybe, you know, their partner's house. But they've been getting them. Since 15 people have been locked up because of it out in Chicago.
But I thought you said it was already locked up.
Yeah, but now they're out. But now they got arrested again for fraud in the system. You can't use the PPP loans to bail yourself out. So you get locked up for doing something crazy. Wire fraud.
Dropping the cool moms for those inmates, man.
Deaths. They get a PPP loan. They bail themselves out. Now they get locked up for the PPP loans.
And salute to those inmates for being innovative, man. That's innovative, bro. I ain't never even thought about that. And I'm not even aware of how they actually doing it. But that sounds innovative to me. Okay? Now what we need to do is take some of that innovation and put it towards something positive. This is why you got to have trades in the jails, you know what I mean? We keep calling these places correctional facilities, but we're not giving these brothers the opportunity to correct themselves. Any person that can come up with that type of scam, that type of idea, can come up with any type of scam and any type of idea. So you just got to misdirect that energy, that's all.
Okay.
Or redirect that energy, rather.
Yeah, that's wild. All right, well, that is your front page news. Now, it's Friday. It's a little early, but you know what that means?
It's Freaky Friday!
Yes, oh. It's Freaky Friday. Now, earlier this week, comedian Joe Coy was on the show.
Our guy.
Now, him and you were talking about something that I was not aware of, I was not familiar with, but you guys seem like you guys really understood this, right? So Joe Coy was talking about toilet paper, and sometimes when, you know, he goes down, I guess, on a missus, that before he's came up with toilet paper in his mouth.
Well, he said from the back.
No, you said from the back. Let's hear
O'Neal. No. He said, in the stand-up special, he says from the back. I said from the front.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Has this ever happened to you? Guys, have you ever experienced this? Women, have you ever heard of this? Maybe a guy's going, you know, down north to, you know, pleasure you, and he came up with toilet paper on his mustache?
Yeah, as I said to Joe Coy, because Joe Coy and Joe Coy special, he talks about that happening from the back. I've never seen that from the back. But from the front, yes. Yes, in my life, I've went down to munch. And, you know, a little two-ply was down there, but you don't do nothing but keep it moving. You know, get a little bit on your tongue, pull it off, keep doing your thing. I know that's happened to more than just me.
800-585-1051. Let's have that conversation. Have you toilet paper in your
all
mouth?
You munchers. All you munchies.
All right, it's freaky.
Is it munchers or munches?
It's
what
munches.
Are the kids saying nowadays? Munches. All you munches, call up right now.
My goodness, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance. Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going. I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Joe Coy, comedian Joe Coy, who stopped through earlier this week. Him and Charlamagne connecting on something other than comedy, other than love. It was about eating toilet paper out of a girl's vajayjay.
Why do you keep saying vajayjay? In the stand-up, he says from the back. Unless I thought that's what he was referencing.
Okay, well, yeah, I had a conversation. Listen.
Is it true that every guy has eaten toilet paper out of our...
Yeah, you need to see it. You need what? To see it. You can't tell the middle of it without setting it up, Angela.
I've had that happen from the front.
What?
What?
How did I know Charlamagne would have a story?
It's not a story. I've just had that happen from
somebody
the front.
Somebody butt from the front?
No. I'm saying you went down on a young woman and...
It was
you know,
toilet paper?
Yeah, it was a little...
So that happens
little,
to everyone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You ate toilet paper out of someone's...
No, it was the vagina.
You are sick. Can I say it? You sick
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Is this a normal practice? Is this something that you guys divulge in? You know, a little vajayjay with some two-ply?
It's not something that you ask for. It's not like, hey, man, let me get some of that with JJ and sprinkle a little bit of two-ply on it, okay? All right? That's not how this works, all right? All you guys who get labeled a munch, who eat that poom poom for lunch, I know this has happened to you before. You know what I'm saying? You're just down there handling your business, and you know it might be a little two-ply down there. Like, just a little bit, nothing crazy, you know? And you don't even say nothing about it. You just a little bit on your tongue. You take it off and keep doing what you do. That's what happens. I know that's happened a numerous amounts of times. Well, and ladies may not even know it happened because, you know, ladies might run in the bathroom real quick, do what they do, you know, wipe. And, you know, they don't even know that it's a little two-ply still sticking to, you know, the walls.
All right. Well, it's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Hello, who's this?
Marcus.
Marcus the Munch. Good morning, Marcus the Munch.
Cut the radio down. What'd you say?
Hi, Marcus.
How are you? Doing?
Has this ever happened to you? You ever went down, you know, on a young lady and a little two-ply down there?
Yeah, let me tell you, man. I work at Sam's Club, and the Sam's brand tissue will leave all those little specks on there.
So you experienced this before?
Have I what?
You experienced this before, sir?
Yes, sir. I certainly have.
I love the fact that you knew exactly what kind of tissue it was. Was this a coworker that you was dealing with, or what was it?
No. This is my baby's mother.
Oh, so you used to bring her to say, okay, you used to bring her the tissue home from work.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Of course I would get through with this topic. That is so funny. I'm being anonymous, though.
Okay, anonymous.
Anonymous. Tell us about all the munches you got.
Okay, so he didn't eat it out, but I had just got out the bathroom, and we were laying on the bed, and he was rubbing on my butt, and he dug some toilet paper out my butt. And
now
I was like,
nasty.
What the hell?
That's just nasty now. That, now
he
that's
just dug it out like it was his. So it's not nasty to eat it out, but he just dug it out with his fingers.
Did you marry that man?
No, it's nasty that you did a poop and then went and lay in that bed. You know you needed a shower.
And let him rub your butt.
You just said he pulled it out your butt.
That's embarrassing.
Yo, that's nasty. You did a poop. You laid on bed and let him rub your butt. Knowing you just pooped.
And probably tooted that thing up and everything. It's tooted it up, waiting for him to rub it. You just nasty.
You ate it, Charlamagne. You cannot judge nobody.
I didn't say nothing about eating no boonky.
You nasty.
I said it was the front. I was munching on the front. I had nothing to do with no boonky.
Did you at least marry that man, mama?
I sure did not. He had 5 kids. I couldn't do it.
Damn. God, damn. He telling stories about you to this day.
He probably is, but it's okay.
Thank you, mama. For calling.
Goodness gracious. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Who this?
What's up?
This is Banks. Good morning. What's going on, guys?
What happened?
What's up, Banks?
What happened with you, mama?
So, yeah, the tissue situation definitely happens very often, and it only happens when you use expensive tissue. When you use the fluffy stuff, that's the only time it happens. When you buy some
really?
Tissue stuff, yes, that's the only time, because if the fibers break off, it break off in you, and it stays there, but... You know, you just keep going. It's not a big deal, but it definitely only happens when you use fluffy tissue.
Oh, so you were eating a box one time, and you got toilet paper in your mouth?
Yes, multiple times, yes.
Oh, you the munch?
Yes.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
No, I'm pretty sure it happens to me, too, but I'm just saying it only happens when you use expensive tissue.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, because most of the time when that happens, like, it's not like you tell the woman. It's not like you stop the whole show to be like, oh, my God. You know, you just, you know, pick that little two-ply off your tongue and keep it moving.
You can stop it. I mean, I've said something before, but it ain't a big deal. You know, it's not a huge deal, but you can't stop it. You gotta look
okay.
up.
Okay. All right. Mama calling.
Thank you, mama.
Thank you.
All right. Well, 800.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
800-585-1051. If you just joined us, we're talking about
munches.
Munches. Have you ever had a situation where you ate the box and you got some toilet paper in your mouth? Now, this conversation is not coming out of the air. This is Joe Coy and Charlamagne Special.
No, ain't no Joe Coy and Charlamagne special. Joe Coy got a stand-up special, and he talks about it on the stand-up special, and that's a very relatable experience. I can't believe it's never happened to you.
No, it hasn't. But let's talk about it some more when we come back. Has this happened to you?
800- you ain't never been a munch. That's
585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I know you heard this song Munch a second ago.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? Yeah, that's a very disrespectful record. I'm telling you, wait till a guy do the male version. We talked about this on Brilliant Idiots this week. Wait till a guy do the male version and, you know, he's like, oh, you thought I was feeling you? You was just a suck.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? You was just a mouth.
800.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? You was just a jaw.
1051 is Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. And today's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday question comes from Joe Coy and Charlamagne. They connected the other day. They bonded over toilet paper and asses.
I gotta stop this.
And obviously, they like to eat toilet paper out of asses.
You gotta stop this, bro.
And that's where this conversation came from, yes?
That's not what happened.
What happened, sir?
What happened was Joe Coy says in his stand-up special that this has happened to him. And, I mean, it's happened to me, too. Joe said from the back, though. Mine happened when I was being a munch, okay, from the front. All right, you'd be down there and just a little two-ply, sometimes be on your tongue because, you know, sometimes the little remnants of tissue still be sticking to them lips. That's all.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
This is Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. Good morning. Have you had
Mariah
this
the munch.
Happen to you?
No. Personally, I've never had it happen to me. I don't know anybody else who's had it happen to me. But I just, like, that's why I feel like us females, we should use wipes instead of tissue when you know you're about to get busy. Because, like, it's a less chance you're going to have the tissue get, I mean, the wipe gets stuck versus the tissue. Like, come on now.
That's real. That's real. Now, see, that's a good tip. Yeah. See, I like you because you called up here, Mariah, giving solutions on how to properly get munched.
Goodness
gracious. You know what I mean? I respect that.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Esan from Albany. What's going on, Charlamagne?
Peace, King.
Esan, this happened to you, bro?
Envy, man. Yo, this happened 2 times, actually, man. But it's kind of embarrassing for the female because you, like, you kind of think, like, if you got some teepee down there, you wiping hard as some like, damn.
Now, my brother, you ain't worried about no pee at a time like that, because hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you munching the right way, and hopefully you trying to make her do a little squirt, which ain't nothing but pee anyway, so who cares?
It's in the midst of the situation, you don't. I didn't even want to tell her because I didn't want to mess up the mood. I just got up out of there and kept it moving.
No, you didn't. You kept munching. Don't lie to me. You kept munching. Why you would sit there and lie like
he
you ain't keep munching?
He definitely kept munching.
Listen, after I plucked the teepee, yeah, I kept munching.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Yo, y'all crazy.
That's all you do? You just pick the teepee, pick the little two-ply off your tongue, and keep munching.
Hello,
ain't
who's
no,
this?
Grow up.
Hi, it's Lynn from Long Island. How are you?
Hey, Lynn. Good morning. Talk to us, Lynn.
So when you were telling that story, it just reminded me of a flashback I had in my 20s.
Tell us.
When I went to go swing it up with this dude. And okay. When we set it up, you know, you go, you take your shower, you go get ready. But unfortunately, when I know I'm about to have some fun, my body gets overly excited. So I stuck tissue down there. So what, you know, wet.
Because you ain't had no panty lining. You was peeing on yourself a little bit.
I definitely wasn't pee, but, you know.
Something was coming out. Some type of discharge.
My goodness. Coming out, but, you know, it is what it is. Female stuff. Anyway, so when I got there, we're getting ready, but then I was like, can I go use the bathroom? I took it out, you know, flushed it or whatever. So he goes to give me special attention. He pauses, and I feel him, like, picking at me. I'm looking. I said, the tissue must have got wet and crumpled up. And there were pieces down there.
I bet you he ain't doing nothing but pick it off his tongue and kept going, didn't he?
He's damn sure they didn't say a word. Kept right on going. I said, hey, you like it, I love it.
That's right. Oh, you thought I was feeling you? You just a munch. He ate that poo-poo for lunch.
Straight munch. I still get calls 20 years later.
Wow. Wow. See? That's why y'all can't be mad at the discharge. The discharge ain't nothing but a little seasoning.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
I mean, you know, it's just a little marination. That's all.
Oh, my God.
That's
stop
all.
It.
That's all. Tastes like Lowry's.
What's the moral of the story, Nasty?
The moral of the story is, you thought I was feeling you? He was just a munch, or whatever Ice Spice said.
Bro, you said discharge with seasoning?
I ain't say that. Who said that?
Y'all said that.
You need to mind
disgusting.
Your business sometime, man. Okay? You need to mind your damn business. All right? And grow up.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the rumor report. We got to talk about the baby's new record. And, let's just say he's...
You thought I was feeling you? The baby said Maggie told Megan, you thought I was feeling you? Okay.
All right, well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to baby.
It's about time. What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, the baby released a new album today, 14 songs, one feature, no rappers, and there's a song that's trending that everybody's talking about. It's called The Boogeyman. And let's play the clip that everybody's talking about. Well, there's no clip. There's no the clip's not there. We said we were going to play it. We just not. No.
Boo! The Boogeyman.
Boo? No. We talked about it like 3 times. No.
Who don't have it?
No, we don't have it.
Don't you repeat the clip either.
Nope.
Don't you say it.
No. Nope.
If you're not going to play the song, don't you even talk about it. That's God telling you to keep it moving.
Damn it, man. All right, well, God said keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving.
Boy, that's terrible.
That is horrible. I'm going to give him 10 seconds. We got the clip. Let's hear it. Well, that is the clip of the record that everybody's talking about. I guess him talking about that, he might have had relations with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, he definitely said he waited to say it until his next album. So you know what that means. He did that for promotion.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely did that for promotion and marketing. That was part of the marketing plan. I'm a married man, so at what point do you stop keeping it player? Because the baby said he kept it player.
Correct.
And waited to say it until his next album. So why don't you just hold that forever?
I guess they've been going back and forth in the press, right? Wasn't she mad at him for something? And I guess that's all he can stand. He can't stand no more. I don't know.
I ain't see all that. We looking too deep into this. He said it. He said why he said it. He said he held it till his next album.
So promote.
Got everybody talking about the song.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. All right, now Academics, he doubles down on going against the hip hop pioneers. All right, now if you don't remember, Academics said this the other day talking about some of the hip hop legends.
Bro, have you seen any of these old rappers who be like, yo, they're the foundation of hip-hop, really living good? Them
me looking really dusty. I kid you not. And then none of y'all try to cover me because I don't y'all either. So I'm just gonna tell y'all the truth. Every time there be like an old nigga talking about hip hop, you be like, yo, bro, you sure you invented this?
Now, also, you know, LL Cool J replied. He was upset about it, and everybody was talking about it yesterday. This is a little of what LL said.
It came to my attention that a DJ, I'm not going to say any names because I don't think it's necessary. A DJ basically said that a lot of the pioneers in hip hop are, you know, they're dusty, or how can they be the person that, you know, invented hip hop if they don't have a lot of money, or if they don't look or represent like they have a lot of dough, right? Let me explain something to you. Don't confuse someone's ability to develop a business model. Don't conflate. In other words, don't think just because somebody knows how to get money or fails to get money that they didn't make a contribution to the culture. This idea that you have to have money or else you don't have any value is a bad idea, and it's a misinformed way of looking at the world.
Well, like I said, Academics doubled down. He was on Twitch last night and responded to everybody.
Well, I wanted to be an actor. I bet. So a lot of grew up watching you, and they all signed the same up deal 10, 15 years or so later after you did. What the did you do, my? It's not that I don't respect older artists. It's that I know that when it comes to business, y'all didn't do nothing.
Right, so that's what Academic said yesterday on Twitch.
As I said yesterday, I knew people were going to focus, you know, more on Academics than the bigger conversation, which should be how do we take care of the founding fathers of hip-hop. Like, I see everyone talking about giving them respect, and yes, you should give them respect. You should respect those who came before you. All that's great, but how do we make sure they can pay their bills? How do we make sure we can help them with their doctor bills? You know, don't wait until somebody dies and y'all put something in their GoFundMe, you know, for their funeral.
Right.
Because it's sad that they even have to have a GoFundMe for their funeral. You know what I mean? Like, how do you take care of them, you know, while they're alive? And, yeah, I mean, I just think it's a bigger conversation to be had, and, you know.
Yeah, but I will say this. You know, a lot of those legends and icons, as we call them, kick down the doors so a lot of this, the new generation and our generation can actually make some money. You know, do you think if Michael Jordan and some of those athletes didn't do those deals that they did, that Kevin Durant and Steph Curry could get the money that they got? Do you think that? Do you think that all these, you know, DJs and artists out there that make all this money, do you think they were able to do that if it wasn't for somebody like a Jay-Z that's been able to kick doors down, or a Diddy that was able to kick doors down? So yeah, of course they're not going to make as much money as, you know, the newer generation, because they have more, you know, more privileges. They're able to do more things that before we weren't able to do. We weren't able to own our own masters back then. We weren't able to get a lot of the things that we were able to get back then. And the reason we're able to get that now is because those icons and those legends were able to kick door down and also, set that precedence.
Also, I'm not going to lie. I got a little concerned just now. Can you play the Academic clip again? Was he talking to LL Cool J?
Let me see.
Well, I wanted to be an actor. I bet. So a lot of grew up watching you, and they all signed the same up deal 10, 15 years or so later after you did. What the did you do, my? It's not that I don't respect older artists. It's that I know that when it comes to business, y'all didn't do nothing.
Now, Ak, you got to tone that down, because you're not going to talk to LL like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever met LL Cool J. I met LL Cool J once at Bishop T.D. Jakes' birthday party. LL Cool J looked like he should be somebody's running back right now. Not even running back. Somebody's goddamn defensive end or something.
Oh, no, don't play with LL. LL will still punch you in the face, hands down.
Yeah, you got to simmer that down.
I don't even know, how old LL is. I don't know if he's, 55, 56, somewhere like that. Yes. But LL, he's in great shape and will still knock you the F out. So, you know, I know it's cool
Mama
to get the
said
respect.
Knock you out. And see, the thing is, like, the reason I say you got to simmer down, because, you know, what I would like to see maybe, potentially, is somebody like a LL having a conversation with somebody like an Academics. So, you know, he could give him some of that OG wisdom. And you're not going to talk to LL like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's not going to happen. Mm-mm. So let's keep everybody keep this civil. You know what I'm saying? LL spoke, I think, to Ak with a lot of respect. I think so.
Yeah.
So I think that respect should be returned.
Yeah,
that's what I believe.
I remember when LL wanted to knock your face off.
He definitely did. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you guys were able to have a nice conversation.
Well, no, we never had a conversation about it. Because, I mean, it wasn't my thing was based on, like, you know, I think it was music. Or it was a rap he had spit at the time. Was it the Naked Cowboy? I don't remember what it was. But I tell you one thing. LL is about 6'4",
yep.
230,
yep.
And got hands.
Yes, he does.
Right? So you just got to be a little careful, you know, when you're addressing your elders.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Even
that's
if you
all
look at...
that's all I'm saying. But to all the youngins out there, man, I'm going to tell y'all this, and I want y'all to run with this, man. Do not put too much stock in youth and money, because those are the two most fleeting things in the world. You're not going to be the youngest person forever, and you're not going to be the richest person. So you cannot put too much stock in youth and money. Those are the two most fleeting things on the planet. And once again, you're not going to be the youngest person in the room forever, and you're not going to be the richest person in the room. So that's my Uncle Charlotte wisdom for the day.
All right, and that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Donkey of the day is going to the Boston Celtics as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew. Okay? Larry Bird, F you too. All right? Kevin, you know what? Larry Bird ain't had nothing to do with this. We'll talk about it.
All right. So, but we're going to open up the phone lines and have a conversation after this, right?
Yes, we need to, man. Because I don't think this is. Well, you know what? We'll talk about it.
All right. We'll do that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the game. Dunk it out of shape, man.
You are. A donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 23rd, goes to the Boston Celtics as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew. Okay, Kevin McHale, F you too. All right? Kevin McHale has nothing to do with this, or maybe he does, I don't know. But there is an injustice that is happening in Beantown that we need to discuss this morning, because the headline all day yesterday and the headline on ESPN is Boston Celtics suspend coach Udoka. Did I pronounce that right? I'm sure I didn't. But their black coach, who led the team to the NBA Finals last year for the whole 2022-2023 season, they suspended him for violating team policies. And ESPN's Adrian, I just call him Woj. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that man's last name, because his last name looked like a line on an eye test. Woj said that Udoka had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff, and that's what led to him being suspended for a whole year. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
ESPN basketball insider Adrian Wojnarowski broke this late last night, and since then, there have been multiple reports about that relationship that he had with a staffer, and Ime Udoka is facing a significant team suspension. Now, the initial information came out about 10:35 late last night, and it came out in a rather vague tweet. Woj reported that, according to sources, Udoka is facing possible disciplinary action, including a significant suspension for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. It went on to say, discussions are ongoing within the Celtics on a final determination. Now, since that time, it has been reported by multiple outlets that Celtics head coach Ime Udoka was in a consensual, intimate relationship with a member of the franchise's staff.
And that's led to a year suspension. Now, on Monday, I gave two welfare queens, former governor of Mississippi Phil Bryan and Brett Favre, the biggest hee-haw, because Phil has a civil lawsuit against him because he used federal welfare funds toward the building of a new volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi, a massive criminal scandal in which prominent officials misspent or stole millions in welfare dollars intended for the nation's poorest residents. The rich stealing from the poor in America. What's new? Disgusting. All right? That is criminal. And I gave Donkey of the Day to them on Monday, and this story had been circulating for a little while now, but for some reason wasn't getting much media coverage. So I decided to give them Donkey of the Day on Monday, because I know that if it was former quarterback Michael Vick or former quarterback Warren Moon, it would have been front page news on these sports networks for sure. And lo and behold, just a few days later, Udoka gets caught having an intimate consensual affair with a member of the franchise's staff. He gets suspended for a year, and his headlines everywhere. Now, I don't know what the team's policies are. I don't know what the code of conduct is. But why are we acting like work relationships don't happen all the time? A year suspension for a work relationship, a consensual work relationship. The NBA owner who just got caught using racist and sexist language got a year suspension. So you want me to believe that Udoka having an intimate and consensual relationship with a staff member warrants the same kind of discipline? Whose wife or daughter did this man sleep with? This sounds a little too personal to me to just be some you know, random woman in the organization. This got to be somebody's wife or daughter, girlfriend, something. And here's an Uncle Charlotte conspiracy theory. I don't think the racists in Boston like having a black head coach. And I think that they suspended that man this season to give somebody else a shot. And if they have success, they might part ways with the brother to appease the MAGA-loving, mayonnaise-flavored mammals of Massachusetts. Mm. That's just an Uncle Charlotte conspiracy theory. Okay, but nowhere on God's green earth do I think someone should be suspended for a year for an intimate, consensual relationship with a coworker. If that's the case, there's so many executives shaking in their boots this morning from all industries because they're doing the same thing. Stephen A. Smith said something similar yesterday. Let's hear it.
Being done to a brother, because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports that's doing their thing. And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business. Mm. Unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. Mm-hmm. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it. Because you absolutely did it. Because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all. You shouldn't have been out here.
I agree. What those welfare queens, Brett Favre and Phil Bryant, are doing is news. This ain't news, okay? Also, Black Twitter, man. Social media. Let me talk to y'all for a second. A lot of this is y'all fault, too, and y'all don't even realize it. You want to know why? You want to know why Brett Favre got less media attention than Udoka? It's because y'all care more about celebrity than we do folks taking resources from people who look like us. Let me explain. If that man wasn't married to Nia Long, Black Twitter wouldn't have roasted his ass. Did he deserve to get roasted for cheating on Nia Long? Yes. Okay. But we don't even know if he cheated. We don't know how they get down in their relationship. We just assuming based off what we do in our relationships. You don't know how those folks get down, but social media don't care about truth. They care about entertainment. And we all know nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. But y'all roasting the coach when this story first broke, reprimanding him, might have made the Celtics say, oh my God, we have to do something. They are condemning him on social media. Meanwhile, that welfare queen Brett Favre is being accused of stealing $5 million in welfare funds for a damn volleyball stadium. Okay, I don't like to do whataboutisms, but damn, I just don't understand why that brother got a year suspension and people in the media acting like what Brett Favre did is nothing. And I know why they do stuff like this. They blow stories up like this because they think it's an indictment of all black coaches. Okay, really all black men. They like to see, you know, they like to see things like this. And they say, oh, see, this is why they aren't fit to lead. And it gives them a BS reason to do, which is what they already want to do. And that's not hire us. Please give the Boston Celtics organization the biggest hee-haw.
I mean, I think it's only right.
You want to go to Breakfast Club Court?
Yes.
Let's go to Breakfast Club Court then, damn it.
All right, let's open up the phone lines.
800-585-1051.
That's right, Boston Celtics. They want to get rid of the brother.
Mm.
Suspend that man for a year.
An intimate, consensual relationship with a co-worker.
With the co-worker. They're saying, oh, He went against the policies.
Team policy. Team policy.
That's what they're saying. And because of that, they are suspending the brother for a year, but they're saying it could be longer. We don't know.
Mm.
Yes, what the brother did was wrong.
I ain't hear that part now. But I ain't hear about no, it could be longer. We don't know now. I heard it yet now.
They said it could be longer. It said, yeah.
I ain't hear that. Who could be longer? Stop looking at that man like that.
But anyway, yeah, is this right? Yeah, of course what he did was wrong, but that's something that he has to handle with his family.
That's right.
That's something that he has to handle with his fiance.
That's right.
But the Boston Celtics shouldn't decide what goes on with him. Could you imagine if you had a relationship at work and in your job suspended you couldn't make money?
How many of them white executives in the Boston Celtics organization probably having intimate consensual relationships with female members of the staff? Come on now. Come on.
It doesn't have to be female. It could be male. We don't know.
Man, you are a crazy guy. You know that, man.
All right.
I hope it gets so much colder.
Let's open up the phone lines, man.
800-585-1051.
What do you think? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're in Breakfast Club court right now.
That's
what is the reason, Charlamagne?
Oh, man, because I gave Donkey of the Day to the Boston Celtics as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew because they suspended their black head coach, Udoka, who led them to the NBA Finals last year for the whole 2022-2023 season. They suspended him for violating team policies. They said he had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your thoughts, bro?
Yo, hey, so Udoka, I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and this really hurt my soul, man. But I really think that he was probably caught somewhere on the premises, probably doing something with this executive's wife. Just imagine you walking in, he's picking toilet paper out of his teeth or something. Like, I really think there's more to the story, and it's sad because it hurts my soul that we're exposing our organization like this. They should have definitely kept this whole story on lock because now everyone's going to be speculating. You know, just suspend them for violating the rules, policies, or the policies of the Celtics, and keep it moving. Don't even expose nothing. But now it's like he's got me wondering. He must have been caught doing something. And of course, it shouldn't have gotten so much damn publicity over all this. Come on. Like y'all said,
why y'all keep saying executive's wife? Has that been confirmed? Like, where y'all getting this from?
And now there's two. Now they're saying he was in a consensual relationship with two people, two females. So that's what I'm saying. Too much
speculation. Cite your sources, sir.
And I just think they need to do something to, you know, kind of put this story under the wraps, man.
That sounds like they're hating. Now, if he smashed two of them, if he had sex with two women in the organization, that sounds like somebody just straight up hating. They're like, okay, wait a minute. Now, this guy going to run through the whole female staff if we don't do something.
See, but not even that. You see, they suspend him, right? So they suspend him. He can't work. It's not even like he could get hired to another team because he's suspended. He's still under contract here. I'm sure he's not going to get paid. So he just got to sit there for a year.
They probably still pay him. But, I mean, that hurts to not be able to coach, you know, a team that just went to the NBA Finals last year. Like, they got a great young core with Jason Tatum and, you know, Brown. Like, they could still be in the mix this year. So imagine they win a championship this year and he wasn't the coach based off a team he put together.
Now MSN.com is reporting early Friday that female staff member recently accused him of making unwanted comments toward her.
Oh, Lord. See, now here come another story. See what I'm saying? This is what they do. This is what they do to us. This wasn't the story yesterday.
Nope, wasn't
now,
the story
all of a
yesterday.
Sudden, this is the story now. Yesterday, it was intimate and consensual relationship. Now it's some other stuff. They're trying to get him up out of here, man.
Yep,
I'm telling you. This is all because they don't want that brother to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics. They do not want that brother to potentially win a championship in Boston in that racist-ass city. So they doing this to appease them MAGA-loving, mayonnaise-flavored mammals in Massachusetts. Ain't no damn way, bro.
They said that this is all alleged.
Where are you getting this from?
MSN.com. You heard of MSN.com, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. They said that allegedly the woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments toward her, leading the team to launch a set of internal interviews. Now, this changes.
I don't understand.
This changes the playing a little bit, but.
No, it don't. Because that's not the story we heard yesterday.
Right.
I'm going off what I heard yesterday.
Me too.
But whatever.
Hello, who's this?
This is Snow. Good morning, my favorite black people.
Hey,
good morning.
Snow. What's happening?
So, first off, I want to say that I love y'all. And
love you too.
I want to say that love that y'all showed my husband, Trap McCoy,
salute
I appreciate
the
it.
All good.
You said what?
I said salute the Trap.
I love it. But, yeah, so... Dude said that it was a rumor that Stephen A. Smith was messing with the white girl that he broadcast with. That's a rumor. It's not
what?
True. It's never been confirmed nor denied. I just want to ask that first.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Me neither.
So Stephen A. Smith, I heard that he was messing with the white girl that he broadcast with. And what I had said was having him as the poster dude going so hard, saying he didn't, like, saying that it's none of people's business. I agree that it's none of people's business, but that's probably why he's going so hard.
I think he's going so hard because he sees an injustice happening to a black coach in the NBA. That's why I think he's going so hard.
Yeah, we don't know where Stephen A. Smith's penis is going.
I agree with that too. I 100% agree because I don't think that, regardless of race, what you're doing outside of what your job is anybody's business. If you coming to work and doing what you're supposed to do as your job, and especially if you're doing it exceptionally, you are at that point. Why is it anybody's business what you're doing when you're not at work?
You're right.
That's real.
You're right. Now, let me ask you a question, Mama. The way Charlamagne flirts with me, you think I got a case?
I think you had a case a long time ago, but you've been engaging so long that I think that the case will be null and void.
I don't want to engage anymore.
Envy. We have an intimate and consensual relationship.
Nope.
It is a consensual relationship at this point.
That's right.
Y'all argue every now and then, just like any other relationship. But, you know, I love the love. You guys are relationship gold.
Goodbye. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, we don't know the whole story. You know what I mean? But based off what we know right now, I think it is ridiculous that this brother got suspended for a whole year for violating team policies because he had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the Boston Celtics. Should there have been some discipline? Absolutely. A whole year? That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. We got to talk new music. It's New Music Friday, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're in Breakfast Club court right now. What is the reason, Charlamagne?
Man, because I gave Donkey of the Day to the Boston Celtics as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew because they suspended their black head coach, Udoka, who led them to the NBA Finals last year for the whole 2022-2023 season. They suspended him for violating team policies. They said he had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the franchise's staff.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051, what are your thoughts? Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's your thoughts, bro?
Yo, hey, so Udoka, I'm a Boston Celtics fan. This really hurt my soul, man. But I really think that he was probably caught somewhere on the premises, probably doing something with this executive's wife. Just imagine you walking in and he's picking toilet paper out of his teeth or something. Like, I really think there's more to the story, and it's sad because it hurts my soul that we're exposing our organization like this. They should have definitely kept this whole story on lock because now everyone's going to be speculating, you know, just suspend them for violating the rules, policies, or the policies of the Celtics and keep it moving. Don't even expose nothing. But now it's like he's got me wondering, he must have been caught doing something. And of course, it shouldn't have gotten so much damn publicity over all this. Come on. Like y'all said,
why y'all keep saying executive's wife? Has that been confirmed? Like, where y'all getting this from?
And now there's two. Now they're saying he was in a consensual relationship with two people, two females. So that's what I'm saying. Too much
cite
speculation,
your sources,
and
sir.
I just think they need to do something to, you know, kind of put this story under the wraps, man.
That sounds like they're hating. Now, if he smashed two of them, if he had sex with two women in the organization, that sounds like somebody just straight up hating. They're like, okay, wait a minute. Now, this guy going to run through the whole female staff if we don't do something.
See, but not even that. You see, they suspend him, right? So they suspend him. He can't work. It's not even like he could get hired to another team because he's suspended. He's still under contract here. I'm sure he's not going to get paid. So he just got to sit there for a year.
They probably still pay him. But, I mean, that hurts to not be able to coach, you know, a team that just went to the NBA Finals last year. Like, they got a great young core with Jason Tatum and, you know, Brown. Like, they could still be in the mix this year. So imagine they win a championship this year and he wasn't the coach based off a team he put together.
Now MSN.com is reporting early Friday that female staff member recently accused him of making unwanted comments toward her.
Oh, Lord. See, now here come another story. See what I'm saying? This is what they do. This is what they do to us. This wasn't the story yesterday.
Nope, wasn't the story yesterday.
Now, all of a sudden, this is the story now. Yesterday, it was intimate and consensual relationship. Now, it's some other stuff. They're trying to get him up out of here, man.
Yep,
I'm telling you. This is all because they don't want that brother to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics. They do not want that brother to potentially win a championship in Boston in that racist-ass city. So they doing this to appease them MAGA-loving, mayonnaise-flavored mammals in Massachusetts. Ain't no damn way, bro.
They said that this is all alleged.
Where you getting this from?
MSN.com. You heard of MSN.com, correct?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. They said that allegedly the woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments toward her, leading the team to launch a set of internal interviews. Now, this changes.
I don't understand.
This changes the playing a little bit, but.
No, it don't. Because that's not the story we heard yesterday.
Right.
I'm going off what I heard yesterday.
Me too.
But whatever.
Hello, who's this?
This is Snow. Good morning, my favorite black people.
Hey,
good morning.
Snow. What's happening?
So, first off, I want to say that I love y'all. And
love you too.
I want to say that that love that y'all showed my husband, Trap McCoy.
Salute to Trap.
I appreciate it.
All good.
You said what?
I said salute to Trap.
I love it. But, yeah, so dude said that it was a rumor that Stephen A. Smith was messing with the white girl that he broadcast with. That's a rumor. It's not
what?
True. It's never been confirmed nor denied. I just want to ask that first.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Me neither.
So Stephen A. Smith, I heard that he was messing with the white girl that he broadcast with. And what I had said was having him as a poster dude going so hard, saying he didn't, like, saying that it's none of people's business. I agree that it's none of people's business. But that's probably why he's going so hard. Because, yeah, you over here.
I think he's going so hard because he sees an injustice happening to a black coach in the NBA. That's why I think he's going so hard.
Yeah, we don't know where Stephen A. Smith's penis is going.
I agree with that, too. I agree with that, too. I 100% agree, because I don't think that, regardless of race, what you're doing outside of what your job is anybody's business. If you coming to work and doing what you're supposed to do as your job, and especially if you're doing it exceptionally, you are at that point. Why is it anybody's business what you're doing when you're not at work?
You're right.
That's real.
You're right. Now, let me ask you a question, Mama. The way Charlamagne flirts with me, you think I got a case?
I think you had a case a long time ago, but you've been engaging so long that I think that the case would be null and void.
I don't want to engage anymore.
Envy. We have an intimate and consensual relationship.
Nope.
It is a consensual relationship at this point.
That's right.
Y'all argue every now and then, just like any other relationship. But, you know, I love the love. You guys are relationship gold.
Goodbye. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, we don't know the whole story. You know what I mean? But based off what we know right now, I think it is ridiculous that this brother got suspended for a whole year for violating team policies because he had an intimate and consensual relationship with a female member of the Boston Celtics. Should there have been some discipline? Absolutely. A whole year? That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, you know what? Happy birthday to Jermaine Dupri. Today is JD's 50th birthday, so happy birthday to JD.
Salute to JD, man. Legend. 50. 5-0. That's a big number, baby.
Absolutely. And let's get into the mix. Let's start off with some JD. Shout out to my brother Jermaine Dupri. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to everybody in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be out there this Sunday. I do a brunch once a month out there. So shout out to Whispers. I'm going to be out there for the Virgo finale. So if you're out and about, it's a day party. So come on out early and then nighttime you can get your ass back to bed, all right? So we're going to be showing the games and all that stuff too. So that's Whispers. Shout out to everybody out in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll see y'all. And don't forget my car shows November 27th in Huntsville, Alabama. So all surrounding cities, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Mobile, Birmingham. Definitely F with your boy. And I can't wait to see you guys. It's a family fun day. Kids 5 and under are free. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
I do. I just want to tell everybody, man, make sure you watch my late night talk show, Hell of a Week, on Paramount Plus this weekend. If you missed it last night, we had a great show. We had Nick Kroll on. We had Ari Melber. We had Miss Pat. And we had the one and only Ray J joining us. So if you want to go watch us this weekend, go watch it. Like I told y'all, man, I had a conversation with Ray J, but boy, that Kardashian Jenner mafia is strong. So it's a lot of things that we couldn't air. It's a lot of things you might not even see on social media. But in case they do put it out, you can go check it out on Hell of a Week YouTube channel, which is See the Show, CTHASHOW. Or you can just watch what we aired on Paramount Plus this weekend, okay? Okay, now the positive note is simply this. It's more of a story, because I think people need to hear this because they keep, you know, not wanting to accept people for who they are. But it's the story of the scorpion and the frog. A scorpion which cannot swim asks a frog to carry it across a river on the frog's back. The frog hesitates, afraid of being stung by the scorpion. But the scorpion argues that if it did that, they would both drown. The frog considers this argument sensible and agrees to transport the scorpion. Midway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog anyway, dooming them both. The dying frog asks the scorpion why it stung, despite knowing the consequences. To which the scorpion replies, I couldn't help it. It's in my nature. When somebody shows you who they are, people believe them. Have a great weekend.
Hello! acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.